The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
How about we speak with the ruck coach of Geelong that'll be really looking forward to all the questions we're about to fire at him. A favourite on K-Rock, he's worked with us, we know he's a champion premiership player, and he was one of the greats at the craft of ruck and wasn't bad when he wandered forward either. I speak of Brad Ottens, who's been kind enough to join us. Thanks, Brad, for your time. Chuck Berry, Benny Cass, Tim McGrath and Heath Buck in the commentary box. Thanks for joining us, Otto.
Good on you, Chuck. Thanks for having me, mate.
I'll fire the first one. We've got a couple to go, and I'm sure you're expecting them. We're debating the Reece Stanley, Zach Smith discussion. Can you enlighten our listeners as much as you can as to where it sits at the moment? And when I say that, is Zach Smith likely to get a run in the next 4 or 5 weeks so we can have a look at the other option?
Yeah, look, it's been probably been a debate that we've had for probably a few years now. How the best 22 sort of looks in that respect as far as the ruck position goes. I think, Reece has had a pretty consistent sort of year. He's been given the opportunity to sort of hold down the position and has performed reasonably well. Zach has also been, and Ryan Abbott has played a game or two this year as well. So there's a few options there, but look, Zach's probably played the one game against Sydney and played really well and showed a real level of physicality that we probably haven't seen out of him for a while. So I'd imagine between now and over the next 6 weeks before we get too close to finals, I'd imagine Reece will probably need a little bit of management and probably might give an opportunity to see what Zach can do and see whether he can stake a bit of a claim on the position as well. So I think it's probably still trying to work out how the best position looks for the team.
I know it's a difficult one for you to answer, so we appreciate it because you're not a selector, you're the ruck coach and you're doing some fine work down there. So appreciate the delicate nature, but our listeners want to know these questions, Otto. And I suppose I say we as a collective in the commentary box. We felt that Reece Stanley started the year quite well and we were talking him up as the most improved player, Otto. In the last couple of weeks, we're starting to see a couple of those signs that we don't like, that he gets moved off the ball a little bit too easily by sometimes smaller opponents. Is that an area that you're working with him in the ruck craft to be stronger in the body in the contest?
Yeah, it always is. I mean, the aim is to win every contest you go to as a ruckman. I mean, and that's the reality. We're playing against big, strong opponents that we're not always going to win every contest. Obviously, that's impossible. But we want to see him giving our midfielders the best opportunity to impact the game as best they can. So that's the job of the ruckman. And, yeah, you're right. There's probably been, I think form-wise, Reece's last month probably hasn't been his best. So, you're talking about the ruck technique and the ruck craft probably hasn't been at his absolute best. So it's a constant, it's constantly trying to get better at that with all of us is the best. You know, there's 5 or 6 of the guys that I've worked with from time to time and it's always trying best to win those body on body contests because that's probably the most important part of their role. So yeah, look, it's something that Reece has been he's been reasonably consistent, but there has been probably a few games in the last month that might have let him down a little bit in that respect.
Otto, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. I hope you're kicking with the wind wherever you are. It sounds like at least a 3 or 4 goal breeze down there.
Mate, I'm trying to tuck in behind a wall here.
Obviously, you're the ruck coach. I think you might go down, once a week, and usually it's when the Bay Marie is open so that you can sort of kill 2 birds with the one stone down there at the footy club. But do you do you have any input as to who you think might play on any given week, given the opponent, or do you just basically go down there and coach and then the selectors and do their thing, or do they ever ask you as to your thoughts on who's best suited for that particular week?
They do ask my opinion. How highly they regard, I'm not sure, but it's they do ask, and I'm happy to be honest with who I see fits the team best at any one time, but there's a lot of different factors. There's different factors. There's obviously Asava spends a bit of time in the ruck, and hopefully we'll spend a little bit more time. Because I think he's got a lot to offer the team in that in, in that in that role, but he's so important forward. So when you're talking, blokes need to be able to, you know, Reece has been able to spend a little bit of time to come forward, and that's been a, has worked at times, hasn't always worked, but yeah, they do. Look, they ask my opinion, and I'm happy to give it. And it's just been a, it's been an interesting one, because I think, you know, if we look back over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, not long ago, Zach was the number one man, and Reece was sort of trying to bash the door down. Time, roles have changed a little bit, and probably Reece has had the opportunity to nail down the spot, and, you know, whether he has or not, I guess we've got to see what Zach can bring in the next month or so. But yeah, look, it's not as simple as just chopping and changing all the time. I think it's important in any team to have a stability within the team. You've obviously got to earn your spot and hold your spot. Everyone's got to do that. But yeah, it's a tough one. It's been a really interesting conversation for a long time with Geelong now. So we're just trying to work out the best sort of mix going forward.
It'd be nice if you could chuck the big Adidas size 12s on again, just for the finals, if you could. I wanted to ask you, look, we're in an era where there's some really good ruckmen in the comp, and who do you think is the best ruckman in the AFL in 2019?
Oh, Brodie Grundy's been pretty tough to beat. I don't think his last back half of the year's been as good as his first half of the year was, but he's such a big body and competitive player that he's probably been the best of them. Big Jared Witts, I think Jared Witts up in the Gold Coast, yeah, has had a pretty good year. You know, in a sort of developing team, he played really well. Maxie's had some really good games. He probably hasn't had the impact that he has over the last couple of years, but you know, I'd say young Marshall from St Kilda's been a real standout. He's improved a lot. He's probably been the most improved ruckman in the comp over the last couple of years. I reckon he's a star in the making. He and Brodie Grundy going to have some great battles over the years, I think. But yeah, Brodie, if I was to have a choice out of one, I'd probably pick Big Grundy just at the moment.
Yeah, good work. And you mentioned Marshall there, and I think, you know, reading between the lines, St Kilda don't actually long-term see him as a ruckman. They see him more as a, you know, a forward who can then pinch hit in the ruck as your second ruck option. But I wanted to ask you about Asava Radigale. You mentioned him earlier. Do you see his long-term future playing the role that he's playing right now, or one day could he be Geelong's number one ruckman?
I think, with a bit of bias, I think he'd make as good a ruckman as he will forward. I think he's got a natural competitiveness and aggression about him that is really important as a ruckman. And I think, as I said before, he's been so important for us, and for Hawks in particular, to have him playing up forward. It just makes that forward line look so dangerous when he's amongst it, just jumping at everything. So, I mean, that's his immediate role probably for the rest of this year. But yeah, look, I wouldn't be surprised if he's given a little bit more time running around as a ruckman, maybe spending 50% of his game time playing as a ruckman, hopefully developing in that area of his game, because I think he's got a lot of development left in him, both up forward and as a ruck. So he's such an exciting player. I think they'd like to have him in both positions, but I definitely think he's got a lot to offer us as a ruckman, for sure.
Speaking with Geelong triple premiership player live from the 12 Apostles, Brad Ottens is now speaking with Tim McGrath on K-Rock Footy.
Oh, no, good to talk to you. And as Benny said before, geez, we'd love you playing in the finals. It's coming up towards September. That's only when you started getting warm.
mate, the sun's out now. I sort of feel like we just about have a run around, I think.
We see on social media and the news this week, your great teammate and one of the best of all time we've ever seen, the great Matty Scarlett. What he sent Hayden Ballantyne. No surprises to the blokes who play with him or know him that he'd do something like that?
Oh, mate, he's just a little cheeky one, isn't it? He's a very sharp, he's got a sharp wit, Scarlett, and I think he's probably been... It's a nice gesture, wasn't it? Nice. The last thing he gave Hayden was a little clip on the chin. That was probably an improvement on that anyway.
So there's a fair chance. We know how the majority of AFL players are quite tight when it comes to spending money. Would he have asked the club for that jumper, or would he have forked out the one bipty for the jumper?
Nah, I'm tipping the credit card and make its way out into the tap machine. Bluey, I think he might have just been handed that one from he might have even swiped it off someone's desk out the back there somewhere. Oh, I wouldn't imagine he would have paid for it, put it that way.
Righto, Bucky here, mate. How you going, buddy?
Bucky, good, mate. Going well, thanks.
I just want to ask you about, you know, back when you were playing, the balance between playing in the ruck and going forward. What was your preferred option? Did you just want to be in the thick of the action all the time, or did you enjoy that sort of break down the forward half? Because the game has changed a little bit, the expectations of a big sort of key forward to work up the ground a little bit harder than probably it was, you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I probably changed a bit, Bucky. Towards the end of my career, I was probably happier staying in the middle. I didn't. It just became harder and harder to get a kick up forward, really. I just enjoyed being in around the ball a bit more. You know, the forward option was great just to be able to break up the game a little bit and have a good rest and stay on the ground. But, yeah, my preference is probably always to be able to spend majority of my time in the ruck. But, you know, it's amazing. There's not that many guys that do it now. That, you know, the ruck position is... He's basically the ruck and plays, you know, there's a key ruck that plays 85% of the game, and a big part of his game time is spent in the ruck, and there's not many guys that do both. So that's why, you know, we speak about us other before. It's so valuable to have a bloke like that that can play both positions. But, I think for me, I probably just preferred more time in the ruck, but it was nice to be able to do a bit of both at times.
I suppose, Otto, when you're putting on a clinic in the middle of the ground, you never want to get shifted.
Well, I didn't do that all that often, Blue, so I'm not sure. I had to try and find it when I could, I think.
Otto, it's Chuck again. Another tactical one, and I'm sure you have a influence in this. In the middle of the ground, last week, Bluey and Lee Brown were in special comments, and they continually said, and Bluey, as you know, calls it as he sees it, he was staggered that Geelong never had a sweeper, a defensive midfielder, if you like, at the centre bounce. There seemed to be one each side and one forward of the footy, and occasionally, well, not more than occasionally, Geelong would lose the centre clearance and they'd sweep out the back. Is that something that's discussed week to week? Is it not something in the Geelong psyche? Where does that sit?
I think the days of setting up with a bloke just sitting behind the centre bounce, probably it's a little bit more dynamic these days. You know, it depends a little bit on what the opposition are doing. Oppositions that are able to open up that space and get the ball through it, it's obviously about as dangerous a spot as you want the ball coming out of the centre bounce and straight through the front of the stoppage. But to just sit someone there, it opens up so much space somewhere else. So, I think the key these days is to try and have a spread around the stoppage so that where the ball's being hit and you're not all trying to go to where they're hit and just trying to have an even spread. No, they have a, you know, it's a tough position because there's so much going on there, and it doesn't take much space for these good players to carve you up in there. It doesn't take, you know, there's no empty teams anymore. So, look, it's an ongoing thing. Stoppages haven't been our strength over the last... Oh, it's been a while now. It's probably 3 or 4 years, which is something that it's a constant battle to try and just keep up with what I've been doing.
I know we might, unfortunately, we're losing you as you've moved sort of further down the coast there at the 12 Apostles. We've just, the wind has won the battle, so. Oh, he's still there?
Yeah, still there, boys. Sorry about that.
No, it's cutting in and out, Otto. I think we got the gist of your answer there. Thank you, and we appreciate your honesty with the ruck craft, and we love your thoughts on Asava Radagalia. Mate, good luck to you and that ruck dynamic and the rest of the year for the Cats. A big one tomorrow up against the Hawks.
Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, tough one there towards the end, unfortunately. Very windy conditions out there today. We're probably lucky in here because we've got the shelter of the grandstand.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.